Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Pompey! Dan Pompey! With Mully and Haw on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Dan Pompey joins us on the Al Pamani Ford Hotline. Al Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
Morning, Dan.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Sounds like there's a little echo in your basement there this morning, I think.
Uh-oh.
You think?
That's not possible.
I think it's the normal studio sound.
No, I'm literally in a closet here, pal. And, you know, the old joke is I couldn't fit in the closet. How could I come out of one? But I am literally sitting here with blankets around me. I'm trying everything. If the echo is here, it's because my house is echoey, and so is my my closet. But how are you doing? How's the family? How's everything going, buddy?
Everything's great. I've got no complaints, other than a little boredom, but which is nothing to complain about compared with what many people are dealing with. So just hoping for the best for everybody moving forward.
You know, Dan, you've been keeping busy writing some great stuff, and we've been talking a lot about, thank goodness for the NFL draft. It's 3 weeks from today the Bears will make their second round selections. 3 weeks from yesterday the draft starts, and obviously there's been a lot of conversation about whether it's tone deaf to have the draft, you know, go off on April 23rd, whether they should move it back. And then we heard yesterday in regard to the season from Dr. Alan Sills, the chief medical officer for the league, talking about how things need to be in place. What are your thoughts on, number one, whether or not the draft should be moved? And number two, what to expect in terms of a timetable for the upcoming training camps and season?
Well, with the draft, you know, I really don't have a problem with it being held now. I think it's a nice diversion for a lot of people, and it's something that kind of gives a lot of fans something to look forward to and something to pass their time with a little bit, which, you know, there's a value in that, I think, with what's going on today in the country. So is it going to be a different type of draft? Yeah, there will be challenges for teams. I think there will be opportunities for teams. And I know I've talked with some people in front offices who are trying to get kind of a little bit of an advantage over other teams to get on the cutting edge with technology and different ways to do things. And I think, what was the quote from Rahm Emanuel? In every crisis, there's opportunity or something like that. Never let a good crisis go to waste, I think is what he said. But there is definitely opportunity in this for NFL teams. So I think that adds another layer of intrigue to what's happening. In terms of the season itself, I just think it's premature to really, you know, anything we're saying at this point is speculative, because we don't know what the next month will look like, let alone August and September. So I think, you know, everyone wants to know and everyone wants to say something and hear something, but it's just all speculation right now.
Well, let's talk about the Bears in terms of roster building. As you look at this team and the way it is currently constructed, do you see any positional void that they really have to address come draft time? If you were, when Ryan Pace calls and asks where he should go, Dan, what will you tell him?
I won't be waiting by my phone for that call. But if it did happen, I would say certainly a cornerback to me is priority number one. And I think priority number two is a playmaker on offense, whether it be a wide receiver or tight end. I know they've got like 42 tight ends on the roster, but I'm not sure you want any of them to be on the roster long term. So I think if there's a good wide receiver or a good tight end there, that's something they have to consider strongly. And usually, you know, the draft is pretty strong in those two areas, cornerback, wide receiver, or tight end, in the second round where the Bears select first. So maybe that will work out well for them. I think the other thing, obviously, they need safety. They could use an interior offensive lineman as well. But they really, I think, are a little thin at those two positions that I mentioned initially.
Dan, my guess is you'll be plugged in this morning later when Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy have a teleconference for the Chicago media. What do you expect them to say regarding their quarterback situation, or I guess what would you like to hear?
Well, I think what they're going to say, David, is that they acquired a player who they believe could provide competition for Mitch, and that there will be an open competition in training camp, and they'll let these guys go at it. I mean, it's possible they will say that Mitch is still the starter and that it's up to Nick to replace him or to beat him out, but I would think that they will at least go into it with that openness that either player can win, or at least publicly say that, or at least go in with that premise. So I don't anticipate anything that's really shocking coming out of their mouths today. I think it'll probably be pretty much what everyone expects.
You know, I ended up reading his book, Believe It, Dan. Now, you wrote the book with Doug Peterson, obviously, and you think about what happened in Philadelphia, and you look at his career. Is that more aberration, or has he been kind of an on and off type of guy? Is he better coming off the bench? Do you think he would be better if he was given the job? I mean, what generally speaking, how do you appraise him?
Yeah, he's had a really interesting career. I think he's a good get for the Bears. I really do, because if you look at how he has performed when he's had the opportunity in the last few years of his career since he left St. Louis, it's been pretty good, with the exception of what happened last year, which was only four games really with a team that was kind of tail spinning out of control, and he was injured in the first game, then he came back and he couldn't stop the bleeding with the Jaguars, which I don't know that many players could have. You know, if you're expecting him to come in here and lift an entire team, that's not going to happen. But I think if you've got a team that's humming around him, you know, you've got a good defense and you've got playmakers to throw to in an efficient running game, I think he can be a winning quarterback in the National Football League. And he's proven that. I mean, he has had some obvious, very high points in his career, and he's had some low ones too. But I think there's some potential there. People tend to forget that last offseason he was one of the most sought after, hottest free agents out there, and I think. After four games, everyone kind of thinks, well, now he's trash. And I don't think that's the case at all. I think he was he's a good player for the Bears to get, especially given the parameters of what they wanted to do with that position.
Dan, we're at the point of free agency where teams are doing the equivalent of shopping off the clearance rack. I mean, whatever is the best deal out there for the value, they're going to probably maybe take a chance and put it in and see what they have. The Bears still have, I think, a need at cornerback. I think we've talked about that, and we were talking about the 5 at 5. There's some veterans out there that may have various range of prices, from Eli Apple, whose deal fell through with the Raiders, to Dre Kirkpatrick. There's some other guys out there. Even Mully floated the idea of bringing Prince Amukamara back at a different price. Do you think the Bears need to explore those possibilities for a veteran corner?
Well, they have brought in a veteran cornerback already in Artie Burns. So my suspicion is they will not go for another veteran cornerback, and they will now go for a young cornerback in the draft. They'll use a high draft pick on him, and I think that's what they should do. I think if you look at Ryan Pace's history, that's kind of what he has done in free agency when he's got a position where there is a hole. He's gone out and oftentimes gotten kind of a potential Band-Aid veteran, you know, a guy who is maybe on a second or third contract who is not the most sought after, most expensive free agent out there. You could get him on a one-year deal, and then he'll go and try to get a long-term answer in the draft, or get at least create competition between the veteran and the rookie. And I think that's probably the smart thing to do at the cornerback position. Although the other thing is, you know, you can never have enough good cornerbacks. We all know that because so many teams are attacking defenses with multiple wide receivers, and that you also, you know, face things like injuries and slumps at the position that require you to have depth. So, you know, if they were to sign another veteran at this point, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, but I think it makes more sense to not muddy up the waters and to be able to give a young player, to draft a young player, and then give him an opportunity to compete and play.
Dan, I think it's very interesting. Your colleague Mike Sando at The Athletic wrote a thing where he talked to people around the league and kind of evaluated everyone's off-season program, and the one thing that jumped out to me was the idea that people seem to believe that Trey Burton will be on the roster, and that Jimmy Graham and Trey Burton will be a good combination, because Burton's done better when he hasn't been the man, but when he has been in a kind of backup position. And I think a lot of people felt they could pick up $1 million if they were to cut him, and they might do that. But when I read that, I thought it actually makes more sense than letting the guy go. If he can stay healthy, he can be an effective player.
Well, certainly. I mean, you know, it's kind of like Mitch Trubisky. You know, they really thought highly of this guy, and they're going to be slow to lose that conviction in him, just like they have been slow to lose the conviction in Mitch Trubisky. And, you know, the thing is, he's had a lot of health issues. If he can stay healthy, I'm sure it's easy for them to justify to themselves that, you know, maybe he can become the player that he was. And the other issue is, you know, how much can you count on Jimmy Graham? I mean, are you completely certain that this is a guy who's going to start 16 games and, you know, produce like the Jimmy Graham of old, or produce like you want your you tight end to produce? So, you know, whatever they've done at the position up to this point hasn't been good enough. So, you know, I think if the position is as important to them as they continue to tell us through their words and actions, then, you know, it might make sense to have more options than just Jimmy Graham playing the position in 2020.
Dan, before we let you go, Molly and I were having a conversation about how surprised we were at the signing of Aldon Smith by the Cowboys. He's been out of the league for 4 years. Now, when he was healthy, he was dominant, and we all remember how good of a pass rusher he could be. But he's got a lot of baggage. He's got a lot of he's got a DUI he has to overcome. He had some other issues that were troubling. How surprising is it to see a player come back after a four-year layoff? And I guess even attached to that idea is, how surprising is it that Mike McCarthy would be the head coach of a team that takes on such a player?
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, you know, Mike McCarthy of the Packers probably was a different Mike McCarthy than the Mike McCarthy of the Cowboys is going to be. And I'm sure this is a decision that probably is made certainly by people in addition to Mike McCarthy, most notably Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones. But it's, you know, it's probably a low risk deal for the Cowboys. You know, they take a chance on a player who could potentially give them high reward if he's anywhere near the player that he was back when he was in his prime. And, you know, they're not giving up a lot for him in terms of money or compensation. So, you know, it's a chance to get a guy. But, yeah, someone asked me yesterday, has you remember a guy being out of the league 4 years like that and coming back? And I said, yeah, well, you know, I do. Bronco Nagurski was out of the league for 5 years in the late 30s and early 40s and came back. I don't know that it's happened since then. So yeah. It is clearly something that's unusual and a one of a kind. So we'll see how it works out. Hey,
Dan, did you cover Nagurski?
Well, yeah. Oh yeah, Bronco.
in high school.
Many hours with Bronco, standing by his locker and yeah.
Yeah. That we used to do that with Dave Manthe. You know, hey, what was he like in high school, Dave? I mean, that's hysterical. All right, great stuff as always, Dan. Appreciate your time, buddy.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay,
hang in there.
Guys.
Stay safe.
You too.
All right, that's our guy, Dan Pompey, the Hall of Famer, Franco Nagurski. Yeah, I forgot about that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.